game that you get on? Is it card or reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an art. Okay, Glass. What did you think?
I think it was a good M. Night Shyamalan movie. It wasn't his best, but I think it was well deserved on having a sold out opening night here.
Yeah, I really liked it. I liked how he tied Unbreakable and Split together with this. I mean, it makes sense.
It was pretty much a direct sequel to Split, and a sort of sequel to Unbreakable. So yeah. I think they wrapped it up good.
A nice little bow,
and then that twist at the end. But did they really? Kind of thing. We're not giving any spoilers. It's well worth to watch it in a theater before anybody kind of tells you what went down.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Like I said, I really liked it. It tied it all together for me. All the characters in this one makes sense how they fit together now.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole universe is coming together. I'm just waiting for 6 or 7 more movies to come out just like it.
They left it open where this
could
be a possibility.
They left it open. Of course, they had to leave it open at the end because it wouldn't be his without that twist. And there was not just like one twist. There were multiple twists here.
Yeah.
So,
M. Night, you expect one.
Yeah.
And then it hits you with another one.
And then it hits you with a big one
at
the
third,
end.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh.
So, yeah. Damn you, M. Night.
Yeah. So that was, I think out of, 24 multiple personalities, what would you give it?
I give it the full 24. Right. The whole horde. That's what I give it.
Just his acting out the 24 split personalities.
Oh, he put on an acting clinic.
Yeah, that was very impressive to me. I give it about a 22. I said it's not his best movie, but I did like that. It continued on with the story. It kind of wrapped it up in a nice bow, and it gave you more, wanting more, and there's going to be so many questions online about it. So many questions.
Fan theories.
I think you're
exactly.
Getting a new tattoo, you told me.
I do. I want that tattoo. You'll see it in the movie.
Yeah.
A little wrist tattoo.
Yeah, or wrist tattoo or ankle tattoo, whatever. There's going to be tattoos somewhere.
Definitely want to see it.
Yeah.
Let's see what everybody else thought. We liked it. Let's see if they liked it.
Yeah, let's see what they like.
Hey, we're here with our first audience member. What's your name, sir?
Martin.
Martin, what did you think about Glass?
I loved it. Fantastic.
What was your favorite part?
Probably the ending.
Yeah. But without spoilers, especially with M. Night Shyamalan, how do you think M. Night ended it? As in, not ended the whole thing, but ended the movie per se. Man, it's really hard to talk about the ending
without spoilers
because, it's M. Night Shyamalan movie. So as an M. Night Shyamalan movie, what did you think?
It's more or less what I was expecting.
Everybody was waiting for the twist.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly, okay. Exactly. That's what it is. And
as a superhero, what would your power be?
I would love to have super strength.
Yeah, me too. Just getting out of the bed in the morning. Yeah.
It would bring everything with it, and most people don't think about it. It's like you just wouldn't be strong. That strength itself would give you invulnerability. Nobody ever thinks about that. Your body has to be strong. It has to be able to withstand that kind of strength, so that having super strength would give you invulnerability as a byproduct.
Perfect.
So that's my favorite superpower.
How many multiple personalities do you give it out of 24?
A full 25.
Oh, 25.
We got a new one.
Exactly. Well, he's the 25th personality. Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you. All right, we're here with
Amber.
All right, and Amber, what did you think about the movie?
Well, that was really good.
As an M. Night Shyamalan movie or just a good movie?
For an M. Night Shyamalan movie, it was a lot better than all of his other movies.
Yeah, he's
better
had
than
some,
The Happening?
He had some stinkers, but it's not just a surprise M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's a, what was it called again? The train?
It's the East Rail Trilogy.
East Rail Trilogy. So I kind of, it kind of wraps it up, but it doesn't. So... out of 24 split personalities, what would you give it?
Say 23.
Ah, 23. And what would your superpower be?
I'd be the mastermind.
Be the mastermind. Look, a typical woman. Here we go. Just controlling everything, people. Everything.
It's going to be the evil mastermind.
Oh, okay. All right. So my last statement was still correct. But thank you so much, and we'll see you. Well, maybe. Who knows? It's another M. Night Shyamalan movie. So, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you heard it from the Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, we weren't the only ones liked it. It seems like everybody liked it.
Well, the good thing is that if most people did watch the first two first two movies, they would probably like this movie, especially Split. Cinematography is Split. The pacing of Split, and you know you have James
McAvoy.
Professor
such X.
That's why he's still bald. But it was really great. I liked it. I give it a good thumbs up and a 22 out of 24 personalities.
I give it all of them. I did some research. The character Kevin Wendell Crumb's actually based on a real person, Billy Milligan. Look him up. He didn't kill a lot of people, but he did kill a few people.
Right. I know some exes that have the same same mastermind, evil mastermind as Mr. Glass.
I know. Yeah, I have some exes that they only had two. It was the Beast and and one other.
So yeah,
mostly the Beast.
Mostly the Beast. But I mean, I think all around it was a good movie, and we would like to thank a bunch of people.
Yes.
Thank you for Allenwood Draft House for letting us come here, eat their delicious fish and chips and truffle popcorn. I was licking the bowl of that truffle popcorn. That stuff is delicious.
You licked the bowl too? Did you before or after I did?
We're not going to talk about that here on live.
I licked the right side of the bowl. Just tell me you licked the left.
We also want to thank out somebody who Rayward Production. Oh, the guy who makes this look presentable.
Yeah.
That's a hard job, man.
Yeah.
His computer is just going crazy with that after
Photoshop genius, because we're hideous.
Exactly. Well, and so my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we'll see you guys
at the movies.
At the movies. Bye, guys.
Oh, I didn't get to change into the Beast.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an all-